Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
Now, I think we got it hooked up, Rudy Giuliani. Rudy, here's the thing, is that you are, I think, not just a legendary prosecutor. I would argue you're probably in the top handful of greatest prosecutors the nation's ever had. And I point to evidence of what you did with the five families in New York when I was a guy coming out of Harvard and living in New York for the first time. Rudy Giuliani was a legend, and he took on the mafia, and then he broke basically the mafia that was running Wall Street, Mike Milken and that crowd, back to back. And I think we can put it up. And this is an empirical fact. This I wanted to talk to you because all these Italian journalists, because we have a, you know, in fact, Foreign Policy has got a big article about Ben Harnwell and the show we launched called War Room Rome, as being one of the on the cutting edge of actual political reporting on Maloney's government and also what we cover in the Vatican, and we do it in Italian. So we have deep contacts in Italy. People were blowing me up. I got to talk to Rudy, because the mafia guy that they just captured after 30 years, was he the guy or one of his colleagues? They put the hit on you or attempted to put a hit on you back in the – was it 1980, sir?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. It reminds me of how old I am. He was a middle-level guy when I was investigating the Sicilian mafia with Giuseppe Falcone. That investigation has really never been properly described. It was really unique. It was a joint investigation of the U.S. and Italy. So I had Italian prosecutors working in my office. One of them was Giovanni Falcone, who ultimately was killed by the mafia. We became very good friends. As a result of that, he helped me with 300 successful mafia prosecutions in America. And I helped him with 1,000 successful mafia prosecutions in Sicily. When we first started our alliance, Toto Reina was the godfather. This gentleman who got arrested, De Niro, was brought in by his father, who was a mafia Don in a smaller town, to be trained by Reina. So he ultimately became Reina's boy. Reina saw, very smart. He saw the alliance between Falcone and me as very, very dangerous. This is at an early stage before we got anybody. And he decided we both had to get whacked. But they weren't going to kill Falcone in America. They're going to wait for came back to Italy. So they sent people to America to kill me. And then you get several versions of why they didn't. They say they got chicken and didn't. They say they didn't know there was a rule in America you don't kill prosecutors, because in Italy they do it. So they decided not to kill me. They put out $800,000 to get me killed, and then eventually didn't go through with it. Now Falcone, they waited. We did the case. We put all together almost 2,000 mafia people in jail. We crushed for a while the Sicilian mafia. And then in 1993, I think it was March of 1993, he got off an airplane in Palermo with his new wife, bride, gets in the car. He's about not even out of the airport. A tree is there. He goes around the tree and his car blows up. And then they killed his the number two guy who worked with us, Borsellino. They did that within 3 months.
Wow.
And
that's just like Godfather. That's like Godfather 2. Godfather 2. They don't mess around.
I was running for mayor at the time, and I had to go do it. I was informed on the way to an event where I was going to give a speech, and I will always remember that event because it was hard to get through it. The man was a great man. The last time I saw him, I told him not to go back to Sicily because I wasn't allowed to go to Sicily. He said, but I'm Sicilian. And they're not going to stop me. I said, Giovanni, I knew you were going to say that. But, and then the next thing I hear, 4 months later, he's assassinated.
Okay, here's the reason I wanted to do this, is that, you know, CNN did this big special, what happened to Rudy. Rudy hasn't changed. I've been honored. One of the greatest things.
All righty. Okay, we're going to take a break right here, folks, and I got to get the numbers out. I know you're listening to this, it's very, very interesting, but the phones are ringing. And we have 45 minutes left tonight, in his radio program, and we need to raise $4,600. So we have to raise more than $100 a minute. And so I've got to hear, the phone's got to ring. You can listen to it, but I got to see those lights lighting up. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. And to stay on the air, I'm going to have to sell my car, and Joe's going to have to sell his best mule, and a whole bunch of the chickens. And but we got to stay on the air, right? 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We got to hear from you. We got to see the lines lighting up. I'm looking. I'm watching the board right here. Joe, tell them what they got to do. Joe?
Yes?
Tell them what they got to do. Hurry.
Yeah, they need to just call and make a pledge, or they can write to WRWL Ministries at 14781 Sperry Road in Newberry, Ohio, 44065. That's right to WRWL Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. Or call the numbers that you've been given out.
All right. Okay, we got one line lit up now. If I can get two more lines lit right away, we'll go right back. So come on, folks, two more people. Jump in there, light those lines up, and we'll go right back to Steve Bannon and Rudy Giuliani.
Yep.
Yeah, and we're going to be, because he's going to get into, he wants to talk about, now, Joe, now let me ask you a question. Where did you hear this for the very first time? The Biden crime family.
On this radio program.
Before you heard it anywhere else, didn't you?
We were talking about it for months before I ever heard it used anywhere else.
Right, before, when he was still the vice president, we were telling people that this guy was, the whole family was a crime family, crime syndicate. Okay, we're going to be...
Well, he'd been a crook his entire political life.
Absolutely. All right, we have Carolyn in Strongsville, pledges 100. Thank you, Carolyn. Okay, take it. Let's go back there. Okay.
And next thing I hear, 4 months later, he's assassinated.
Okay, here's the reason I wanted to do this, is that, you know, CNN did this big special, what happened to Rudy. Rudy hasn't changed. I've been honored. One of the greatest things ever for me personally about stepping into the Trump campaign in August of 16 was the people, some of the people I met, and people, Rudy Giuliani is at the top of the list. If you go back in time, because they're character assassination now in Rudy, and they're trying to take his law license, they're trying to bankrupt him, they're trying to destroy, they're trying to understand one thing, they're trying to destroy Rudy Giuliani, like the way that the Sicilian mob wanted to take him out when he was a prosecutor, because he's prosecuting the case. And this is why it's so important right now with this Biden situation, because I want to go back in time. From the very first moment that we won, they had the nullification project. And then we know now that the nullification project started essentially 6 or 8 months before then on Trump.
I mean, you can.
Rudy
you,
was
you,
the first one on Russiagate. Hang on, Rudy. Hang on, Rudy. I'm robbing this train. Hang on, Rudy. I'm robbing this train. Just sit there. I got this. Just sit there. Hold my beer, okay? Okay. Russia, the whole Russiagate thing, the first impeachment, Rudy's detailed analysis of the Ukraine and the Biden crime family, and then the laptop from hell, which brought the Chinese Communist Party. If you look at those four big nodes, starting literally from the morning we won on November, on 9 November of the year of our Lord 2016, Rudy Giuliani has been the tip of the spear on this, the tip. They know. These people are smart, cunning, and evil. They understand that to blunt our ability to drill down onto the Biden crime family and everything it represents in the administrative state, that you've got to take out Rudy Giuliani. You have to take him off the chessboard. Rudy Giuliani, those four big nodes. And here's the beauty of it. You give me one fact that Rudy's put out in all that time that's inaccurate. One fact he's put about the Biden crime family, that's inaccurate. One thing he said about Ukraine, that's inaccurate. One thing that he's warned the American people about, that's been inaccurate. It's not. I've gone back. I know the details. I've seen the receipts. What Rudy Giuliani has put out over the last, since 2016, what we're now 6-7 years into this, has been dead spot on. And you know it's dead spot on because they are lathered up. They got to take out Rudy. They got to bankrupt him. They got to take his law license. They got to disgrace him. CNN goes through this whole 4-hour. I only got an hour. Rudy got 4 hours. That tells you the difference between Bannon and Rudy. Rudy's at that level. I'm still a grundoon, right? Short break. Am I wrong in any of that? You've been a target of assassination. Rudy Giuliani's got titanium backbone and a set of stones that are titanium. You can't scare Rudy Giuliani. This guy's looked death in the eye. He doesn't care. He's the ultimate honey badger. But what they're doing now, and you saw that in the CNN special, on every different aspect, they need to take you out because at the end of the day, in the Trump movement, you're the guy we look to tell us exactly what's going on with these crooks and these criminals. And you've been right every step of the way. He warned us we were going to get here, and now we're here. Now we're here. The CCP Penn Biden Center is a crime scene. The home is a crime scene. These are major crimes. And I don't care about the cover-up and the spin and everything like that. I'm talking about what they did, and we need to get to the bottom of why compartmented top-secret information about, hey, Ukraine was over there. Rudy Giuliani, your assessment, sir.
My assessment is this was enormously hard for the American people to absorb because they've been brainwashed. And way back in 2018, December of 2018, when I first got this information from a trusted former colleague of mine, and I listened to the tapes of Biden, I was first shocked that he was a crook. And second, I knew the whole case on day one, not because I'm a genius, but because I prosecuted 100 of these cases. If you understand the crime of bribery, he admits to bribery in that first boasting interview he does in front of the Atlantic organization, the quid pro quo. Now, all you got to do is go out and find the corroboration, which I did before I... Before I brought this to the public, I already had 2 to 3 witnesses for everything I said. And I first brought it to the public in 2019. I was on Hannity's show 7 or 8 times, disclosing all the facts I was getting from the witnesses I was interviewing in Ukraine, who wanted to come to the United States and give this evidence to us 2 years before the election, blocked by the ambassador, who was a Obama holdover and beholding to George Soros, and blocked by the FBI and the Justice Department. And even though at that point, that shouldn't have been the case, the witnesses were blocked and under threat of death. They did make an attempt on Shokin. Shokin is the prosecutor who dropped the case, who they say is crooked. There is no evidence anywhere in the files showing any kind of crookedness on his part. That was a completely made-up story that they made up because he was the guy that would not drop the case on Burisma, and they wanted to get rid of him. So I had all this at the very beginning. I knew I was going to be crucified. I knew it. I told him. And I said, I don't really care because I've already had a career. Eventually, I'll be proved right because I'm not going to put out anything that I can't corroborate. But we're going to have to go through 4 or 5 bad years. I feel bad for the other people. I feel bad for the guy that volunteered for the impeachment thing, a young professor. He wrote some of the most brilliant things that helped to beat them on the impeachment. And we embarrassed the hell out of Mueller. We beat the living daylights out of him. This guy had to leave his law school because he helped the president. There's a tyranny going on in my profession that makes the McCarthy era look constitutional, and they don't care. The bar associations are all part of it. If what is being done to me was done to William Kunstler, who represented cop killers, the bar association would go nuts. they'd hold all the prosecutors and the in contempt. They'd bring a civil rights case for me and give me $10 million. I'd be a hero because I'm representing terrorists or murderers. But I'm representing a president who, gosh, you got to give him the presumption of innocence. Everybody gets that. And in addition, like you, because you were part of the campaign, it wasn't just a presumption of innocence. I knew he was innocent. We were there with him. You know, if something were going on with the Chinese, you and I would have known about it. Donald Trump does not exactly keep things to himself. And not the Chinese, the Russians. And he would not have thought that was necessarily criminal, because it wasn't necessarily criminal. Even what they were investigating him for was a questionable crime. What they're doing in Mar-a-Lago now is a questionable crime. He's governed by the Presidential Records Act. The president is. There are no criminal penalties in that act. To go find criminal penalties, you have to go to the Federal Records Act. There's nothing in the act passed by Congress to guide the president, not the vice president, the president, that has criminal penalties. And you can't invent criminal penalties.
Do you believe that when we find out about why Biden's personal lawyers were rummaging around in the CCP Penn Biden Center over in Washington, it's the Washington office, when they're rummaging around on November 2nd and tell people they've got these compartmented top secret intelligence reports. Do you believe right now in your prosecutor thing that we will find a chain of events that predated the 8 August raid on the FBI jackboots going down to Mar-a-Lago, sir?
I would have to be naive not to think that they're connected, right? Can I connect them the way I normally do so that I can make that assertion? No. Can I connect them enough so that I'd investigate that like hell with a pretty good chance that I was going to be successful? Absolutely. I'd also make the people who did that search, I'd make them targets of an investigation, or at least subjects. What are they doing looking for classified documents? If you think you are going to be in possession of classified documents, I've done this as a lawyer for people. You call the government and they do it. You don't go do it. Look, you and I had the highest security clearances at one time. Somebody called me now and said, I think there's classified material in my office. I'm afraid to go look at it. Would you come as my lawyer? Yeah, I would come, but I'd come with federal agents. To protect them.
Yes. Why have federal agents not gone to Biden's many houses and over to Penn? Why have we not seen the FBI and federal agents in there doing a raid, sir?
The same federal agents that wouldn't even allow Trump to have a lawyer with them while they were doing the search, that wouldn't allow Trump to photograph the search to be certain they weren't planting things. I mean, after what the FBI did to him, it is not unreasonable for him to worry that they may plant things on him. After all, they framed him for Russian collusion and created evidence. They created evidence. They paid for it. So why wouldn't they plant things on him? Well, why wouldn't that be a reasonable possibility that you would want to exclude if you were a good lawyer? I can't give you a good reason for why the FBI said to Christina Bob, lawyers can't come along, you can't photograph. And then they don't even search Biden's
play. Yep. Rudy, we got to bounce. I need how to get to your radio show, your podcast, all your writings, all of it.
The best way is Rudy.
Already, we are back, and we want to say thank you, Andrea and Medina, pledge 50. Cameron in Connecticut pledges 100. Judy in Pennsylvania, 40. Lou in Michigan, 300. And Harry in Wisconsin, 100. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Alrighty. All right, we have approximately 30 minutes to go, and we still have to raise approximately $3,500. So we got to raise a little more than another $100 a minute. All right, 888-281-1111 by credit card or 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. Go ahead, Joe. What do you have?
big story that nobody's covering. Over 6 months ago, there was a shocking news story about two sodomite activist couples sodomizing their adopted sons. The boys are now 9 and 11, and made homemade child pornography of the abuse. Well, there's been zero follow-up coverage. This case happened in Georgia, and now there's a story out on townhall.com about William and Zachary Zulock, and not only were they raping their adopted children through a Christian special needs adoption agency, but they were pimping their children out to nearby pedophiles there in the Atlanta area suburbs. Town Hall's follow-up investigation discovered recorded jailhouse calls, a trove of never-before-seen court documents, and testimony from family members who spoke to them, and undercovering the extent of the physical, emotional trauma these two elementary school-age brothers endured. There were pages of this stuff there in Town Hall. What the sad part, yeah, this is the kind of thing nobody wants to hear, but Pastor Ernie, you and I have been talking about how the Democratic Party is full of pedophilia, and this is the kind of story that they're not showing. They're lying by the sin of omission, and there's two other stories that go with it. The L.A. Zoo is out sexualizing kids. They're having a drag queen show at the zoo, you know, family friendly. This drag show phenomenon is just going crazy all over the country. They keep pushing it family friendly, family friendly. And I went and the thing that's doing these performance, whatever this thing is, Harrison Fortner goes by the name of Alora Von Tees. Well, I Googled that. This guy is he shows himself on social media smoking drugs, wearing all kinds of kinky fetish bondage gear.
It's what you call a freak of nature, a freak of nature, Joe.
Yeah, freak of nature. He's got sexually explicit photos up. And it said that one of the people that were there at the zoo witnessed highly sexualized performers fondling themselves, grabbing genitals, cursing, using foul language, the F word, the C word, all kinds of things in front of the adolescents. And this is going on, and I don't hear anything from the pulpits, Pastor Ernie. We talk about it. We are warning people. You got to protect your children, your grandchildren, and now the last big story, all of a sudden from WND.com, the number of women pedophiles suddenly surges. Well, it's these trans things, these abominations. Psychology Today is reporting that they aren't real women. They're men who are, you know, pretending to be women, who are trying to be women. And so the truth is a very, very small number of women are ever pedophiles, but these men are claiming to be women so they can get close to the children, and the number of pedophiles that are hurting children is skyrocketing. And the media is silent, the churches are silent, and your children and grandchildren are in more and more danger each and every day. It's time you had some righteous anger, spoke out with a little kingdom authority and said, hey, we're not putting up with this garbage. We're not going to put up with these shows in our libraries, our schools. We are going to go out and reprove and rebuke anything that we hear that offends us, that threatens our children. It's time for the Christian church to get a little angry.
Well, Joe, that's exactly what we've done here, where we're from in my county. We've done that. They try to bring in the drag queens into the libraries, but we showed up. And when we showed up, the drag queens didn't. You know, we'd let them know. We went to the school board. We'd let them know. This is why they're going down tomorrow. Nawaka, these are people that want to control your entire life. And I encourage people, I really encourage people to show up.
It's all part of the left, isn't it?
Right. I mean, this is your freedom. And if I were you out there listening to me tonight, she gave you the address, but you can call her for more information. Call Carol at 440-725-7022. That's 440-725-7022. Let me tell you, they're working. These people are dark. They work in the shadows. They're very shadowy, sinister. And again, they think what belongs to you is theirs. In fact, they think that they should have complete and total control over your entire life. All right.
Like I said, they think your children and grandchildren belong to them. I had trouble doing that report, Pastor Ernie, because I had gone online and saw some of the pictures of this thing. And this stuff is sickening, totally, totally sickening. This person has no business being within a miles of children, and it's time people realize this is getting worse day by day. This, you know, government, the evil, the wickedness, the corruption in the schools and the libraries, and like you said, trying to take over your communities through Nawaka. This is getting horrific out there, folks. You better wake up. We are in extreme danger for our children, our grandchildren, our way of life.
Alrighty. All right, Joe, this is something going all the way back to 2009 that we did. And here, one of these old articles popped up here, and I just thought it'd be good to read it here. A speech to World Health Organization Council on Eugenics, February 25th, 2009. Once the herd accepts the mandatory forcible vaccination, it's game over. They will accept anything, forcible blood or organ donation, for the greater good. We can genetically modify children and sterilize them for the greater good. We can control sheep minds and you can control the herd. Vaccine makers stand to make billions. And many of you in this room today are investors. It is the big win-win. We thin out the herd and the herd pays us for providing extermination services. Now what's for lunch, okay? That was Dr. Henry Kissinger, who was speaking back there, and he was the mentor of Klaus Schwab.
Schwab, yeah.
All righty, yeah. He was the mentor. The
evil people, we've been trying to be the watchman and pointed out these people for year after year after year after year. And the strange thing, Pastor, we've talked about this before. The enemy has come out and said what they're going to do, how they're going to do it. The Fabian socialists were very open. The cultural Marxists, you just read the World Economic Forum. These people come out and tell you what they're up to. And for some reason, the press doesn't report it and nobody believes it. And then they go right ahead and do it.
Absolutely. All right. Carla from Texas pledges 100. Annie from Maple Heights pledges 40. Thank you. Thank you. And, all right, here, by the way, the announcement I just gave is Friday, that's where the bus will be meeting for Nawaka at Eastgate. For you folks here in Northeast Ohio, Cleveland area, Eastgate, right, shopping center, right at the corner of 91 and 322. 91 on Mayfield Road, and that'll be at 7:30 Friday morning for those of you who want to take the bus out there in Lake and Geauga and Cuyahoga County. And for more information, you can call Carol at that number and get the address for you folks. Many of you in Cleveland just said that have already told me you're just going to wander on over there. Folks, it's very, very important, very, very important that you get down there and do this, please. Now, when we get back, we're going to a break, and when we get back from the break, Boy, we have a whole lot. Joe, it's got to be lightning rounds, lightning rounds.
Okay,
and then,
gotcha.
All right, folks, again, the numbers are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Be right back with more.
Feels so fine, this new age church of mine. The service is laid back. But still I know you reap what's sowed, and I can't stop thinking about all of that. Well, I remember when God was praised, but that's not what the new age church is for. Truth is fine, but it's long gone. The gospel's truth, but it ain't wanted anymore. I am, he said. You had better care. There is a judgment for all. You will be there. I am, he died. And he has risen on high. And if you're lost, then you had better know why. Believe him only still. Did you ever read about a child who seemed to be a king? And he became one. Well, he's coming back to judge the world, and he and the Father are still the very same one. But I've had a fearfulness deep inside, and I've cried because I'm so afraid to know. And I'm not a man kind to be scared. Will I go to heaven, or as I fear, below? I am, he said. You had better care. There's a judgment for all. You will be there. I am, he died. He has risen on high. If you're lost, then you had better know why. I am, he said. You had better care. There is a judgment for all. You will be there. I am, he died. He is risen.
Yes, we're back, folks. We only have 16 minutes, Joe. 16 minutes. We still have to raise $3,500. $3,500. We got to do it in 16 minutes. Joe, that's more than $200 a minute. So we need some pledges. We need some folks to match the $1,000 pledge, $300 pledge, the $200 pledge. We need folks out there to match these pledges tonight. We really do. And so, we've really, really fought hard over the years to try to stay on all the stations. And folks, now you know about the six stations that will probably, unless the good Lord interferes, or intercedes, I should say, we'll be going off next week, one week from today. But there are others that are close to it, they're very close to it. We need to hear from you. We really do. And so, please, Sister Mary just pledged, Mary Grace pledges 100. Thank you, Mary Grace. And so, again, 888.
They're good, loyal listeners out there.
281-11. She's from right here from Cleveland. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We got to hear from you. Now, Joe, I just want to do a couple things very quickly. I want to say hats off to these people. These 20 people are the patriots, and they're going to be considered to be heroes in a way, patriots like 1773 and 1774. These are the people that refused. They said, no, we're not going to continue with business as usual, and we're not going to go and let McCarthy do his rhinoism. In order, if he wants to be Speaker of the House, he's going to have to do his job, and he's going to have to stand fast, and he's going to have to support those people that elected him, the conservative Republicans. And so they stood their ground. That was Andy Biggs, Dan Bishop, Lauren Boebert, Boebert, Michael Cloud, Andrew Clyde, Matt Gaetz, Bob Good, Paul Gosar, Andy Harris, Mary Miller, Ralph Norman, Scott Perry, Matt Rosendale, Chip Roy, Brian Donalds, John Breachin, and Eli Crane, Andy Ogles, Anna Paulina Luna, and Keith Self. Hats off to those folks. Those were the true patriots who said, nope, you know what? It's not going to be businesses. We're not going to give in. We are so fed up with the rhinos, so tired. So right. Now, Joe.
Every time you compromise with evil, what happens? Righteousness goes down. Evil never comes up. You cannot compromise with evil. Doesn't work, never has, never will.
Okay, and now, so McCarthy had to agree to virtually do his job. And now the Democrats
are supposed to.
So now the Democrats want to investigate him because, remember, everything they do is upside down, inside out, backwards. It's always totally contrary to what the Word of God teaches. So for McCarthy actually doing his job for the American people, that's totally contrary to what the Democrats believe in. And so now they want to investigate him for that. Lynn in PA pledges 25. Go ahead. If you have an article, then I got a big one. The COVID vaccine is an intentional effort at world genocide.
Yep, I believe that. We've got a key scientist in the United Kingdom, Dr. Richard Enos, written a column in Summit, and he's calling for the COVID-19 shots to be withdrawn immediately. He's a retired professor of evolutionary biology at Edinburgh University. He's extremely well-known, well-liked, respected. He's been analyzing his nation's yellow card. That's their adverse event reporting system. And he has found there are unequivocal signs about the reactions of the Pfizer, Moderna that affect the blood, the heart, female reproductive. There is no question, can be no question, the mRNA vaccine should be withdrawn immediately. And it goes on and on saying the same thing. All the vaccines rely on novel technology, never tested in human. And we are seeing the damage being done, and a lot more, but it's basically a repeat. Don't take the poke. We need to call it back. We need to quit giving it. And what are they doing? Our CDC, oh, we're going to put the COVID with the flu shot, and you can get them both at the same time. Yeah, so there are some people standing up and screaming the truth loud and clear. But I noticed it wasn't on Fox or any of the major news networks.
Well, here's some from the BBC, and it's a picture, check this out, of the BBC buildings. And here's the BBC buildings, and guess what? You have these big glass fronts. The people had enough. At least six BBC buildings across UK were covered with placards and photos of people who died from the COVID vaccine. There's hundreds and hundreds of pictures here.
Pictures. Oh, wow.
The rally.
Well, some people are getting angry in England.
Right. The rally called The Media is the Virus was on Saturday, January 7th, and it was organized by three different groups, the People's Resistance, Freedom Fighters, and the North Unites. At least six BBC locations were simultaneously targeted during the rally. BBC Radio Merseyside, BBC Radio Sheffield, BBC Radio Yorkshire, Leeds, BBC Media City, Salford, BBC The Mailbox, Birmingham, BBC Berwick Road, Newcastle. The BBC are traitors to our country, according to a post on Telegram. All Mockingbird media are traitors to everyone's country. And here we have the echo chamber here in America, and have been for a very long time. The boast can
a huge backup story. Big media getting paid off by climate change advocates. Associated Press takes millions of dollars to promote the need for green investment. The legacy media, the AP, has admitted it is getting paid by special interests. A report out of the Washington Standard documents that the wire service confirmed last year it scored $8 million to promote claims of global warming. And they've gone through, they've admitted it. The philanthropic pro saw five organizations fund the AP's team of more than two dozen journalists to cover climate issues. And then the wire service would then put these in papers around the country to scare Americans into supporting the green taxes and all this. But the organization failed to report that they were getting all of this money. And they're not the only ones. They have these groups out there like Quad Revivium. I've never heard it. It's a Latin word, but it's a product of James Murdoch and his wife who left Fox. And they are set up with the Climate Leadership Council. And through these groups, they're giving all this money. They also, other groups, so the Rockefeller Foundation, the William and Flora Hewitt Foundation, are described as AP sugar daddies. And we know that the Howard Hughes Medical Institute is giving money, the Walton Family Foundation. And so they're giving money to these different subgroups that hand it to the media. In other words, a lot of big media in the United States is being bought off by the money from the communists, the world government experts.
I don't think Sam Walton would have ever given a dime to that. But, you know, we see this happening all the time when people, when they pass away and their family takes over and they betray them. But, Joe, yeah. I got to say this. Lynn in PA pledges 25. Bob and Lori in Michigan, 75. Pete in Massachusetts, 200. Janet in New Jersey, 200. And here, also, let me see. We have wants prayer for friend Phil in D.C. jail for January 6th. Okay. All right. We need three. Write down right now. We've only got 6 minutes, Joe. But we still need 3,000. We're way behind. Now, there's a guy named Bradley. You don't know Bradley. I don't either. But Bradley's listening, and he's very, very, very ill. And he's praying. He's asking for us, please, to pray for him. He's very ill, and he wants the people to pray for him. Would you lead him in a prayer for Bradley? And then also, I'll pray for Phil in D.C. jail.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, what a blessing it is to come to you and bring a prayer request. I know absolutely nothing, but you know Bradley. You know every thought he's ever had. You know everything about him. You know his illness. And you want us all to join in prayer to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ. And the more prayer, the more power, the more you respond, the more you want to hear. So, Lord, I would just ask that you take and you cover Bradley and that you just pour out your healing power and your mercy on him, that you restore him, that you do whatever is best for him, what he needs the most. Give him that blessing, Lord. Just bless him in every way that you see fit. And hopefully we can have another strong witness to your healing power to go out and show the world that's so full of doubt. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
All right, Joe, we've only got like 5 minutes left here. And so I'm going to go ahead and pray for Phil. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I don't know Phil, but Lord, thou knowest he's in that dirty D.C. jail. And Lord God, I know that those, the Christian patriots, your people who stood up, they had the backbone to stand up because their votes were stolen from a very corrupt, very, very corrupt government. And so, Lord, I just would ask, Lord God, that you would set that captive free. Lord, and my prayer is this, and Lord, that the wicked people, those wicked people, that entire D.C. board that they had, the election council or the council elected, whatever they called themselves, Lord, that entire group would find themselves in that same dirty D.C. jail, and Nancy Pelosi with them, and Merrick Garland with them, and Christopher Wray with them, and that mayor of D.C., Lord, those that and that, especially that bird, that cowardly cop that shot that innocent woman, Miss Babbitt, and murdered her. He murdered her. Lord, I would pray, Father God, that they would all find themselves in that same dirty D.C. jail. Lord, we know you're a just God and a holy God. And, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we only have about 4 minutes left tonight. And, Lord, we're 3,000. We're 3,000 short, Lord. So would you please help us with that, Lord, please, tonight. We got to make our goal. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well,
Dale in Roseville pledges 50. Joe, I can't sit back and let this happen. I already pledged 1,000 this week. I'm going to pledge one more 1,000 from Doers of the Word Church. One more 1,000. And folks, we're asking, I need two people to match us tonight. Give us, help us. We'll be here till midnight. We need two more people, to help us to match what we need to. We've got to raise, I got to raise two more $1,000. So, Lord, you've got your people out there like you did last night. You moved them the night before, Monday and Tuesday. And, Lord, we would ask that you would do the same thing and move them tonight, Lord, that we would get two more people to match or maybe four people with 500, whatever, Lord. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Just remember, folks, we can thank you, Pastor Ernie and I. No one in this ministry has ever taken any money. We donate all of our time, our treasure, our talent, and we need you, the listeners, to partner with us to pay the bills. Like I said, we can thank you, but the Lord will bless you. Scripture said if you support a ministry, you support a prophet, somebody that's blessed doing work that blesses the Lord, he will see that you get to share in the blessings. And this ministry has a prison ministry, Right to Life. Several of us have been in hospice. There's a trucking ministry, King's Word School of the Bible, and all the people we touch through the radio ministry. Anything that blesses the Lord, if you support us, you get to share in those blessings. You have God's Word on it.
All right, very good. So, folks, we're 2,000 short. And we're going to be here till midnight on these phones, and we're out of time for tonight. I'm going to have to start with this lead article out for tomorrow. I was going to do it, but we're out of time. And so the bottom line is this. You know, everything we're talking about here is very important right now. It's very important right now. But there's a time coming, and that time is very soon, when none of what we're talking about here tonight is going to matter. What's going to matter, though, is what you do between now and then. You see, God has raised you up. Now, this is reality, what I'm telling you, okay? It's reality. The Bible makes it very clear. God has raised you up for such a time as this. And this time right now is for you to run to the battle, to run to this battle. He wants to know what you're made out of. You know what the Lord Jesus did for you. And the question is, what are you going to do for him? And so, folks, in order, let me tell you something. You can run to this battle. You can be the nicest guy in the world and really, but apart from Christ, if you're not saved, folks, listen to me. If you're not saved, all your good works amount to nothing. It amounts to nothing. If you're not saved, here's reality. This is reality. You're going to die. That's a fact. And when you die, you're either going to die saved or unsaved. If you die unsaved in your sin, you're going to end up in hell. Hell is not where you want to go. Now you say, well, I don't necessarily believe. It doesn't matter what you believe. I got to tell you this. It doesn't matter. It's what God's word, the Bible, says. You see, God's got a perfect record of doing what he says, when he says, how he says, exactly when and where. You don't. Okay? And you see, someday you'll stand before him. He won't ever stand before you, but you'll stand before him. And he tells you this. It's appointed that all men wants to die and then the judgment. And he tells you there's a fiery lake of fire, but you don't have to end up there. Now, because of your sin, God's a holy God, a very holy God. And your whole life, you've sinned. Maybe you don't understand, but every time you did that, that was an offense against God. God's keeping a good record, but he's given you an escape hatch. He's given you a way out. And that way out is to pray to the Father, ask for forgiveness of your sins, to ask for forgiveness, then ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without, folks, any exemptions. That's your only only way out. So you got one or two options. Either you go to that gift. The Lord Jesus paid a horrific price, a price you could never pay, a price I could never pay. But he did it. He didn't have to do it, but he did it. And boy, you need to be thankful that he did it. And all you have to do is what he tells you, is pray to the Father, ask for forgiveness of your sins, then ask the Lord to be the Lord of your life, all of your life. And if you'll do that, you will become a new creature. You will become a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom, and you will be on your way to eternal life. Now that's, you've got God's word on it. See, whenever you have God's word on something, that's what this Bible right here is full of. Full of God's word. And it's got an absolute 100% perfect, accurate record. The prophecies
have been proven wrong.
Amen. And so, folks, I would do that tonight. If you have not done that, I would do that. I would go to the Gospel of John, chapter 3, read it, and do it. Folks, Romans 10, start with verse 7, read it and do it. So, anyhow, that's where we're at. No one has ever, ever regretted being saved. We'll be here till midnight. We got to hear from you. We really need to hear from you, or you won't be hearing from us. We've done all that we can do. Until tomorrow, we want to tell you, we want to say good night. God bless.
God bless.
And always
keep
fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.